The Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission now presents Jadco and You.
The Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, now presents Jadco and You. In the last Jadco and You episode, we outlined the rights and responsibilities of athletes, one of which was to ensure they knew and understood the 10 anti-doping rule violations. But what happens after it has been determined that an athlete has committed any of these violations? A process known as results management is carried out. Stay tuned to today's Jadco and You for an overview of the steps involved. Results management is conducted under strict guidelines as set out in the International Standards for Testing and Investigations, as well as the International Standard for the Protection of Privacy and Personal Information. Jadco manages the results for tests conducted under its authority. Executive Director of Jadco, Kerry Brown, lists the possible results of the testing process.
You can have a negative analytical finding, which means that there is no need for any further investigation. You can have an adverse analytical finding, indicating that there is a presence of a prohibited substance or evidence that you use the prohibited method. And you can also have a typical finding, which you would have to do further investigation for it to be determined whether it's an adverse analytical finding or it's a negative finding.
Other anti-doping rule violations include an athlete failing to make him or herself available for testing and tampering with the doping control process. Now, despite what the initial results may suggest, an investigation is always conducted before the athlete is notified. So, if there's an adverse analytical finding, for example, Jadco will conduct a review of the actual sample collection process and the analytical results from the laboratory to ensure there were no irregularities that could have compromised the results. The agency will also check to see if the athlete was granted a valid therapeutic use exemption, TUE, certificate, which would justify use of the prohibited substance or method.
In the case of an adverse analytical finding, the athlete will be notified in writing and advised of their rights to request their B sample to be analyzed and their right to attend or send a representative to witness the analysis of their B sample. Because when you take a urine sample from an athlete or a blood sample, it's split into an A sample and a B sample, where you test the A sample first and the B sample would be your control. So you test that after if there's an adverse finding.
If an athlete chooses not to request an analysis of their B sample, they would have been deemed to have accepted the results of the A sample.
And this will be used as evidence when bringing forth a case of an anti-doping rule violation against the athlete. And the athlete will then be advised of his or her right to a hearing.
If the initial results are confirmed following the analysis of the athlete's B sample, they will also be advised in writing and informed of their right to a hearing. For the other anti-doping rule violations, including tampering with a doping control process, refusal to submit for testing, trafficking of a prohibited substance or method, a similar process is carried out.
Once Jadco is in receipt of the doping control officer's report or other pertinent documents that seem to indicate that there's a possible anti-doping rule violation, whether it be tampering, refusal, evasion, attempted trafficking, the commission will conduct an investigation into the possible anti-doping rule violation to determine if there's enough evidence or information to carry it forward as an anti-doping rule violation. Once the investigations have been complete, then Jadco will inform the athlete if it's going to carry it forward as an anti-doping violation. And we also inform the athlete of their right as it relates to a hearing to determine the sanction.
Executive Director of Jadco, Kerry Brown. All hearings are conducted by the Independent Anti-Doping Disciplinary Panel. This panel comprises medical, sport, and legal experts who have been given the authority to hear and make a ruling on cases of anti-doping rule violations. On the next Jadco and You, we will explore the hearings and appeals process. For more information, contact Jadco at 5 to 9 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10, telephone 929-3500, or log on to jadco.gov.jm. Feel free to also visit our Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or Twitter pages. This has been Jadco and You. Remember, you don't need dope to cope.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.